Hello, everyone. Sean McLaughlin here. Stop giving me the thumbs up, Elliot. I know I'm doing well. Thank you for listening, everyone. Sorry for that little aside. I'm the host of the show. You probably know that already. You've probably listened to this from since the beginning, and you know I'm in your heart. I'm in your soul. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the first time you've ever listened to it, but by now, I'm surely you're in love with me. I'm not alone as I do this. Elliot, as always, alongside me. Hello, Elliot.
Hello, Sean, and everyone else.
Elliot is, of course, my biological son.
Indeed I am, boss.
And unfortunately, we have to keep mentioning that because we can't undo that.
It's canon. It's in the story. We know it's, yeah.
Elliot's very smart. He's in a mood.
Oh, thank you. Why did you say I was smart?
Because you look very smart today. You're wearing all your nice clothes.
You meant I was intelligent. I got really sad. Okay, that's fine.
You thought I was saying that you were smart?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. I was like, that's a really nice compliment.
I don't think you're that smart.
Okay.
You're the type of person who would watch Garden State and go, whoa, what a deep film.
I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I'm wearing a tie is what Sean's point is. I've got a tie on. And I've got my trainers for walking to and from work. My smart shoes are in my bag. Sorry, listeners.
Like David Cameron, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Why are you wearing so nice clothes?
I've just come from work before this, so I'm out there making a dollar.
He was texting me today. He's late to the recording, mm-hmm. as per. I'm Professional Elliot. That's his nickname in the industry.
That's what they call me. Because I'm not a professional in anything.
Who was it, Dawn, you said was busting your balls?
I can't use a real name. It's called a Marge.
Why can't we say Dawn?
Because what if she's got a computer or kids or something?
What if she's got kids?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Dawn, is this you? And she listens and it turns out it is. Because obviously no one in my office knows what I do with the rest of my life.
All right, well, what should we call it then?
Marge.
All right.
Marge is busting my balls.
Why is she boosting your balls?
She's trying to get me on desk duty 3 times a day, and you only do it 3 times a week, Marge.
What is desk duty?
Oh, when you sit on the desk and answer the phone.
When you what?
Sit on the desk, at the desk, and you answer the phone to all the fucking idiots who call up.
Who are the idiots?
I'm not.
What is your job?
I'm not talking about my normal job. All right, that's part of my day is over. This part of my day is beginning. It's the better part.
Good, I'm glad. Well, we've got a great episode today. Phil Ellis and Will Duggan are here. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's not how we do the intro. It's not the format.
What do you mean it's not the format?
We do a bit of chat, and then it ends in some kind of awkward moment, and then I'll say, Phil Ellis and Will Duggan are the guests today, Sean.
But we've only
how the episodes work. This is episode 18. You're suddenly fucking with that thing. We've got something to talk about, and then we'll do that.
Are you on a sugar high? Because no. You've just been eating those donuts.
I've had one donut, and I bought them.
And you sucked out the jam like it was an oyster.
Yeah, it's fruit.
And you passed me this, which is his shopping list, and it's on a fifth of a friggin' post-it. It's toothpaste, Nutella, and face wash.
I needed them.
What type of night are you planning?
Sex night. Oh. Gotta wash their face first. You've made a transaction, buddy.
Yeah, I have. As always, he's shone the light back on number one.
Yeah, because that's my goal here. Keep us all on course, looking at the old McLaughlins.
I hope you're enjoying this podcast, listeners. This might be the last one you ever hear. Because I made a transaction, as Elliot said. I performed some business. I'll set the scene. I was in Wetherspoons today, Streatham. The Holland Tringham, it's a quality Wetherspoons. Mm-hmm. Had a full curry.
A full one?
A full the works.
What a big boy.
Plus a lot of, you know, coffees. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, God knows what my toilet situation is going to be like in the next 48 hours. That's my problem, not yours.
Okay, sorry.
Key thing is I bought something off a man who's leaving the country. I don't think he's fleeing the country, but he's leaving the country.
This is very suspicious.
I bought an Xbox 360.
Okay.
And 14 games.
14.
I've never had a console before, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of scared, actually, at how much time I'm going to lose them.
Because we all know you're a very hard-working chap, but then...
Do we all know that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think so, genuinely?
Yeah. That's why I like you so much. So now you're scared that your willpower won't handle this.
I've very bad willpower.
Okay.
I feel I don't work that hard. Mm-hmm. But I guess I work hard enough.
Well, yeah.
So but then, I, the thing is, I'm worried because I haven't really played that many games, certainly not recently. Like, I had a PS2 at uni with, well, like my friends did.
Yeah.
I would occasionally play that. And I was given an N64 when I was 18, and I had that for 1 month. Mm-hmm. and I just played Zelda on it.
But now you're being let loose.
Well, this is, we're talking GTA 5.
Yep.
We're talking, what other ones?
Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption.
You got Portal there.
What's Portal?
Oh, Portal's great. It's going to make you feel like a genius. Yeah, you're going to love it. Half-Life 2, you go over there.
Well, you play games.
Yeah.
And what do you do with that? How do you get things done?
Well, you have a girlfriend. So all the time you spend with a girlfriend that you're not working, I'm gaming. But then we can be working the same amount of time.
So jealous.
Yeah.
Sounds like a way better life than mine.
Do you want to, we can make another transaction. I'll take the Xbox. No, I'll take the girlfriend and give you your Xbox back? No.
But I already have an Xbox and a girlfriend.
All right, you fucking show off. Oh, Sean's life's going well.
Well, it's not going that well, is it?
He's got two things.
Are you serious?
And I've only got one of them. What a dick.
And I had to buy both of them off strangers fleeing the country in Weatherspoons.
Yeah, it's true.
Good episode today. What are you pointing up? What are you pointing at?
I feel like listen, we're digging into the guest today, Sean.
You well done.
Yeah.
So you nurtured awkwardness deliberately.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Yeah, we landed it at too friendly a moment. I needed to create it.
Phil Ellis and Will Duggan, who you may know from Funds and Games, the mega hit in Edinburgh and beyond. Also amazing, funny comedians and people in their own right. They're also, and this cannot be stressed enough, lads.
They are, aren't they?
Would you say they're lads?
I'd say they are.
They're bringing.
We didn't introduce the booze to this episode.
Well, they're bringing the booze. Yeah. And we've got some here as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful 5 points.
Yeah, man. Pale. Pale, this is.
It's a pale ale.
Pale ale's my favourite anyway, so that's fine.
I'm glad it's your favourite. I mean, you're a minor, so. Oh, well. Thank you for listening. We're going to go get a bit more drunk, and then we'll see you at the end.
Yeah. Are you going to crack one open?
Yeah, let's crack one open!
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
I've hosted.
What have you hosted?
I did the BBC Radio 4 podcast.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
How would you say I should start this?
I am the least professional. Usually I do it by describing the surroundings. I say, we're in a room, there's some beers, and there's a table, and here's Will Duggan and Phil Ellis. And then if people feel like they're there then, don't they? Yeah, I'm already picturing it. Well, I can see it.
Yeah, you're there. Hi, guys. Welcome to the main section now. We're drinking for the first time ever, Elliot, on this podcast.
Finally. I've been asking for this.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, you're a minor, so technically it's a crime me letting you drink.
Adult man. I'm an adult man.
He's my son, and he's young.
I did wonder, actually, as soon as you said it, I did start to question his age, even though he's clearly a man.
Well, I'm glad. No, he's maturing at a young age.
You could have a 14-year-old son legally.
In what sense do you mean? I should introduce it. Will Duggan just spoke there, making a bold accusation of how I could live my life.
If you, you being the age you are...
Yes, 30.
Could have a 13-year-old son without anyone have committed any statutory crimes.
Knocked a year off. He's just...
I thought he was 31.
Yeah.
You thought I was 31?
I thought you were 31. Second ago, we were the same age.
Well, how old are you?
I'll be 31 on Sunday.
So we're both 30.
Great
start to the show.
It's like a game of chess, that.
Phil Ellis, somehow the voice of reason in this room.
Hello.
How are you, Phil?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm delighted to have you both here on the show. We're recording this pretty close to going out.
Yeah.
God bless these guys for stepping in, because I don't know if we would have had an episode without them.
I thought you meant we were going out. I got really excited then.
Do you want to go out after this?
I'm well up for going out.
Let's go to my gig. Go to my gig.
Why would that be a night out for anyone?
Will's a fun guy.
He's fun, but you need knee at the end of it, or else it's just, that's not what you want from a comedian.
I'm literally sat right here.
Okay, these two lads are good lads. They're very funny comedians. I'm very delighted they're here. They've both just moved to London. Neither of them knew where Tooting was when they agreed to do this.
Yeah,
no. Would you say you regret agreeing to this?
I thought Tooting was a hobby, am I right?
Keep it clean, mate.
Okay.
I'd say yes, I regret it.
Yeah?
It was rush hour. It was London.
Yeah.
It was far. There was a woman that didn't like us walking behind her on the... We weren't being insidious.
I don't remember that bit.
Yeah, because you have no idea. Women.
Oh, with the pram?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that, but I had my eyes on the pram, mate. Eyes on the prize.
Look at this. Fucking Preston lad in a big city already. How are you finding it? You enjoying it?
Yeah, because I think what Will's misunderstood was your question, as in, do you regret moving to London, I think, was your question. Is that correct?
No, my question was, do you regret coming to Tooting?
Yeah, oh, right, sorry.
I thought fucking smashed it. Yeah, back off.
Right, I thought Will was just being really rude about the podcast. I apologise. What was the question, Sean?
I was asking how you were.
Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. People worry about me. I don't think they worry, but when people say, how are you? And you put your hand on my shoulder a minute ago, and I thought it was genuine concern for my mental...
Well, you appear to have some sort of soot on your forehead. I don't know if that's left over from Ash Wednesday.
This happens a lot. It's not soot. It's actually a scar.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's for 8 years. The doctors didn't clean it out. They said, don't worry about that. It'll drop off. The dressing will drop off when it's ready. Turned out a month later, it wasn't. It was full of grit.
I've got a very similar one on my index finger on my left hand. We put some paraffin twigs and kitchen towels in a Quality Street tin and set fire to it, and a bit of the hot rag adhered to my finger.
But if a hot rag?
Yeah.
I don't think...
22 years ago.
I don't think it's the same.
22 years ago, you would have been 8, but you would have been 9 in a couple of days.
You get it. You get me
now,
bro.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the similar thing at all.
What happened to yours?
Facial scar. If I was suing, I would get a lot more from my facial scar.
No, you're not sue, you're sooty.
Oh, well done.
Right, cut, Elliot. Elliot's just put his head in his hands. What happened to your face?
So, mate, oh, sorry, apologies for phone on silent. I don't normally get messages. So, about 8 years ago, when I was living with Leanne, my ex, I don't know if I've ever mentioned her, and...
You've only built 2 shows around her, yeah.
Three. 5, actually, but I mean, the quality one's 2. We were still living together, even though we split up, and she'd gone on holiday on her own to Turkey. So I felt absolutely fine about the situation. So I went out and got drunk with some people I worked with at a bank, of which I will not disclose because I was asked to leave. I was allowed to quit before I was told to leave.
It was RBS.
So I left RBS. And... anyway, we'd gone for some drinks, and I was going back to my house, and someone I worked with had seen me across the road run and jumped on my back. Now, this person weighed about, I don't know, 3 pounds, and I fell straight over, because I'm not very steady on my feet at the best of times, but I, like an idiot, held on, so I didn't want her to fall off.
Yeah.
Fell over, broke my nose, lost my front teeth, got this bump.
Oh, woof! So wait, those front teeth are fake?
Yes.
So I'm looking at the gnashers. Mm. That is premier gnashering. They look really good.
They've been in since the accident as well.
Yeah.
But I'd already lost them previously, so it just got knocked out.
Wait, oh right, okay. Again. How did you knock them out the first time?
One was a castle, another was a man.
Well, we'll start with the castle, I guess. This is...
I ran round Conway Castle, flew too close to the sun, fell over, broke my tooth, got a Toblerone.
I thought it was going to go badly that, because you really mixed your metaphors at the beginning, and then Toblerone absolutely saved it.
I don't think
it was, but it was a triangular.
Toblerone's the worst thing to eat when you've got one tooth.
I was going to say it's too sharp.
I know it was a really bad
toothy
choice
at the best of times.
Yeah. I remember watching that in a cartoon about medieval Britain at the same time.
And the man, you say?
It was outside Fifth Avenue. I was too old to be in there.
What is Fifth Avenue?
Fifth Avenue is a nightclub in Manchester.
And what is the vibe of the club?
You set the scene. Okay, well, when I was a bit younger, it was kind of indie music. But again, it's kind of like maybe 18 to 20.
Last time I went, I was 22, and I was by far the oldest person in there.
Yeah.
And when I went, I was 18. They used to play Mr. Brightside at least 4 times a night.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's that kind of
club.
Yeah.
When Mr. Brightside came out, I was working in an airbags factory. How does that make you feel?
I was 18.
With a mortgage.
Makes me feel depressed. Explain how your teeth got knocked out.
I was walking out of the club. I was very, very drunk. And I said to a man, if I remember correctly, something like, you look great with a squirrel on your shoulder. I think I was trying to be surreal. I was going through a phase. He didn't know why I said it, so followed me down the street shouting. And I just... push came to shove. And he punched me in the face. I fell into the road. I thought, oh no, he's broken the cap off my tooth. The castle, previous story. I put the tooth in my pocket. And then I started shouting at him, and he was saying he's going to come and hit me again, and I said, yeah, whatever, mate. But then he couldn't find me, but I didn't realise I'd fallen behind on a wall, I'd fallen behind a wall and I was just asleep on the floor. So my friends were looking for me for a while and thought I'd run away, but I'd just fallen over a wall and fallen asleep. The next day on the megabus to, it was just a megabus and it wasn't going anywhere long distance. I was just going back to the train station from my friend's house. I was feeling around.
Wait, you were taking a megabus to the train station?
No, it was a magic bus. He's mislabeled it. There is a bus company in Manchester called the Magic
Yes.
Bus.
Okay. I'll
just be here for fact checking, Phil. You carry on.
I took one the other day, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wizard Wednesdays, pound, all journeys.
Is it? Are they a sponsor of the show? They will be now.
Yeah, hopefully. Or if not them, 5 points brewery.
5 points brewery. I've got three cases of 5 points beer.
Oh, and then I realised that the cap was still on and they'd broken my other tooth.
Phil.
So I had to have that replaced. And then I fell over and broke them, chiseled them right down to the bare
root. Just to give a nicer end to this, I once went to Fifth Avenue and they gave you a free cherry Bakewell Mr. Kipling as you went in.
Really?
And then the ashtrays around the club, it was pre-2007, you could smoke inside. They were just the casings of Trey Batewell's.
That's a very smart idea. That's so very clever.
Just a nice little, literally sweet ending to what was a horrible story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm delighted with both halves and I'm delighted you're here. I was in Manchester for 6 days until yesterday.
Oh, why?
Because I was doing gigs, comedy performances.
It books them.
wait and see which ones, because I wouldn't want to do all the ones.
I was doing the Frog and Bucket and I was doing a run of student gigs.
Okay. For Steve.
For Steve, yes.
Lovely, yeah.
They were very fun. I've done them before. They were lovely. I then took the overnight magic bus back to London.
I saw you there at Megabus.
Sorry, I took the Megabus. and that was not very nice. What can I say? It wasn't very nice.
I quite like that overnight. The one that goes from like Shude Hill at like midnight.
I always go Shude Hill,
it's half as much.
I've never done it.
You get into Victoria coach station in London about 7 a.m. and it's lovely. It's proper like Mary Poppins London, that bit.
It is nice driving through town. This one, though, I have to say, Megabus, if you're listening, okay, I've been a big fan of your work for many years, but they fucked it. They've added too many stops on that journey. Too many stops.
How long did it take?
Too many stops. Well, no, it didn't take that long. It didn't get in at 7. It got in at 6, I think. But they now, it used to be almost direct.
Yeah, you stop sometimes at Birmingham if you were unlucky.
Or Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes,
this was Leicester, Milton Keynes, Loughborough Uni.
Wait a minute, that's a terrible route.
Oh, it was car crash. I think it stopped at Leeds. I wasn't happy.
No, because that's the northwest to the northeast to the Midlands to the south to the Midlands to the south.
Well, I've got it wrong.
That's an absolute fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. Maybe I changed coaches and didn't realise. I don't know.
How long does the journey take in total?
Because six and a half hours.
Mm. I just get too restless. I couldn't do it.
I sleep. Genuinely, God, this is awful.
I love this.
I get drunk.
Yes.
At the bar called Trough in the Northern Quarter. It doesn't shut till 2.
Yeah.
Every night of the week. And I do a thing called Trough Lager, which is fine. It's like £3 a pint. I have 3 or 4 of them. Get on. Use the facilities. Before you know it. Hello, where's this? Buckingham Palace Road.
They don't do Trough Lager anymore.
Oh,
stopped
it. Shit.
Well, I ran 2 weeks ago.
No, they've stopped. It's not called Trough Lager anymore. And it's £4.
Bloody hell. And that is Blair's Britain.
I've got my own... I mean, this is sad as well. I've got my own personal bar that I use right by Shude Hill Station for whenever I get overnight coaches. I can't remember
Lower
what it's
Turk's
called.
Lower Turk's Head.
It's the one that's the... There's one that's right there.
Yeah, Lower Turk's Head.
And it's not that one. That one was... Because there was a football match on, so it was full of... I'll say it. Scum.
Ooh.
But there was one slightly further on. It's a bit more artsy.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I'll tell you a story about the Lower Turk's Head.
I love this.
Next to the Lower Turk's Head, I think now it's like a cafe, a gentrified cafe. But before it was it called itself a secondhand magazine depository, but it was a smut palace.
Yeah.
Like by a Playboy from the 70s kind of place.
Great.
When I was about 19, I went to the casino, which used to be down there.
Yeah. And can you just tell me how many times they played Mr. Brightside?
Very few, because I don't play music in casinos often, because it gives you a sense of time that I don't want to give you.
Of course, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'd be there going, wait a minute, this song's only 3 minutes.
Yeah.
30, yeah.
I thought I'd been here for no time. It's the world's over.
Yeah.
And I finished. I'd lost quite a lot of money. And I thought, you know what? Give a shit. I'm a young buck around town. I'm going to go and buy some pornography. It's 3 a.m. But it was open. So I was like, brilliant. I'm going to go.
Where are you
going
to read it?
Wait, on the bus? Who cares?
Wait,
you're going to read jacking it on a bus?
No, I was planning to get in the mood in the bus.
Toilet's
and then
not
get
even...
off the bus, going up to my flat, and then jacking it.
God, so if someone sits next to you, you don't do it? Or
No, I'd never...
Would you leave through it?
As if it were no.
I'd think about knowing it's in that little brown paper envelope.
What but what would you say to them if they sat next to you and go, don't worry, I'm only filling the tank, I'm not starting the engine.
It's unleaded, not anymore. Anyway, it gets worse.
Jesus.
Okay.
Of course, no pornography shop is open at 3 o'clock in the morning, but they let me in, and I realised my error almost immediately that I'd not gone into a shop, I'd gone into a brothel.
Oh, another one of those mistakes, Will. That happens a lot, doesn't it? Remember when you went to get some Turkish Delight?
And the woman said,
a can of Diet Coke.
It's £50 for 15 minutes. There's these three available now, and there's two working you can wait for. Through the alcohol, I realised the error of my ways. I went, brilliant. Waiting for a couple of mates. I was back in a second, went downstairs. Three Irish lads walked in and went, did you shoot your load? I went, absolutely. And then ran home to about 3 miles.
Great.
Just to... Had you?
No.
I thought just the thought of it might have done it on the way out.
No. Given that you were planning a 20-minute startup period on the bus anyway.
I put the wrong fuel in the engine. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I bet the person sat next to you on the Megabus that night was wishing you had actually just gone in there and done it.
I actually got Finland's home that evening.
It's amazing how many people ask me if I've been with a prostitute. a lot of people ask.
I'm wondering where the edit points are going to lie here, Elliot. How do you think this is going so far?
We're not going to edit this. This is the point. Just drinking beer, this is how it's going to go.
Lads, this is what happens. This is locker room talk, listeners. And if you don't like the modern world, then get the fuck out.
This is how all men talk all the time.
All men are like this. Yeah. They all sit in my living room.
Yeah.
To be fair, I very rarely talk like this.
I'm loving the way you're talking.
I don't think we're being disrespectful.
I'm loving this beautiful Cronenberg 1664. It's going down a treat.
Iconic, adored, supreme.
And I got a couple of northern lads just sitting here. And I love the north of England. I love it. Do you miss it? Do you miss the hot pot? Do you miss the sound of Coronation Street music just constantly whirring in the sky?
That is played nationally. You could watch that here.
Yeah, but the music isn't just played on the loudspeakers in the middle of the city. Not in London.
Yeah.
No, it's... If you go to Trafalgar Square.
Is that bombs?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Oh, it does sound like bombs. That's why it's an easier place to bomb. Let's move on from all of this.
Will's not from the north.
No, I'm not. I was going to say.
Were you actually? You're from Kettering.
Yeah, I know.
I know that as well. But you sound like you're from the north.
So I've lived there for 12 years.
Okay. What's better, the north or the south?
For what? I mean, it's a very small country. You can drive it in a day. Let's not make ruptures where they don't exist.
Okay. My mum and dad's Toyota Corolla 1997 model. You can't, mate. So it's at least a week to get out the drive.
Sorry.
Oh,
in the
old school.
Am I right?
Live at the top of the tower.
I was actually actually pulled over to get some. Right. Basically, I haven't got a car anymore. Don't need to talk about why. So I borrowed.
It is a funny story.
Why don't you have a car anymore, Phil?
No, it just died, so I didn't get a new one. So
yeah, we'll go with that.
I borrowed my mum and dad's. They got this 1997 Toyota Corolla, and I pulled in to get some petrol on the way back from a gig. And when I was waiting, that's just occasionally I get them, and I was waiting in the queue, and this guy just came in, he went, "Hey, she's in good shape, isn't she?" I went, "What? Who is?" And I was like, looking for someone. I was like, "What's he talking about?" And he went, "Hey, 97 Corolla, not a spot of rust on it." I was like, "It's not a classic. It's about some stag that we've got out of whatever they call it, stagger car. Triumph Stag. That's a classic car, isn't it?"
You sure?
Why am I asking you?
Triumph Spitfire is a classic car.
That one. It's not a Triumph Spitfire. I've lost the momentum of the story now, but you get the point.
Edit?
No, we'll edit it.
Oh, right, so I can finish it off as if we edit that out, so I'll just carry on as if, and then I'll do a big.
Please keep talking.
It's not like it's a Triumph Spitfire, anyway.
Great anecdote, Phil.
Thanks.
And a brilliant reference on top of your head. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely magnificent. Actually, that does remind me, our washing machine here broke as soon as we moved in. Have I told this story on the podcast?
No,
you said the oven blew up or something.
Pardon? The government blew it up.
No, the oven, something fell off the oven.
Oh, yeah, look, a lot of things are going wrong. Right. But a guy came round, our landlord's got a guy called Mac.
I love those guys.
Yeah, he's a guy. He goes, "You got any problems, you talk to Mac." Now, I'm not scared about saying his name, because Mac doesn't listen to this. All right? Mac doesn't know what a phone is. Mac came round, looked at the washing machine, pulled it out with one pull. I was very impressed, because he was a small lad, and he must be 70. He then held the washing machine and just went, "Come on, precious." And that's not a joke. None of that's a joke. He's into washing machines.
And then it works now. because he didn't
know. No, we then got a new one. He's not the Fonz. Yes. Every time he fucks a washing machine, it starts working.
That's not what the Fonz did.
What?
The Fonz would at best finger bang it.
Oh, yeah, he would have. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, you're kind of like the Fonz, Phil.
I'd like to think so. I'd take a lot of young men into the toilets.
Okay, let's move on.
In the Mungo Jerry video, in the summertime, it's a Triumph Spitfire that my friend's dad now owns.
Oh. Wait, your friend's dad now owns that Spitfire?
Yeah, the exact one.
Did they have to pay more because of they were in that?
I mean, I don't think that's... It's not really a selling point, is it? It's like going, oh, this is the cape that Adam West wore in that one episode. I give a shit, man. It's a
People
cape,
would buy that.
Yeah, you'd buy it, but not from that much inflation. It's not the Mona Lisa.
You speak as though you've had experience trying to buy capes and someone's tried to rip you off. Yeah. I don't give a fuck where your cape's from. That's your accent in my eyes.
Scott! Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are Northern Will, Glasgow.
Yeah.
From the Midlands, Elliot.
We should do more drinking episodes. Yeah. I forget how much I like drinking.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's so good.
And it's done nothing but help my career.
Agreed.
Which is why people listening will not have heard of me.
People listening to this will, of course, have heard of you.
Unless they like a bloody drink.
Oh, snap.
The worst Indiana Jones film is still Temple of Doom, but that's fine as a film.
What? No, sure, it's the
Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skull.
I don't count that as existing. There are only three Indiana Jones films.
I hate to break it to you, but there are
moving
four.
The goalpost.
No, there's four. There are three Die-Hards. And isn't... There are three...
There's four Die Hard. No, there's five.
There's three Six? Indiana Jones. Yes. There's four Star Wars, and there's one True Lord.
What are the four?
There are Which one seven is that? Star Wars, eight if you include Clone Wars.
Rogue
there
one
are
as well.
Five Die Hards, and there are 13 True Lords. And we've had three of them on this podcast, and one of them next week. So listen up. Why do you have? What Star Wars do you consider real?
Four. I think there are four real ones.
Which one?
There's 4, 5, 6, 7. I think that Rogue One was fantastic, but is a Star Wars canon film, not a Star Wars film. It's a Star Wars story, it's not Star Wars.
It will surprise none of our listeners to know that Will has got glasses. Now, please don't. You look very angry at me, genuinely. I forgot that we're drinking.
You'd be technically disabled without your glasses, wouldn't you?
You look really good and different. You look quite Scandinavian without your
really
glasses.
Really good and different.
I'll come to that in a second. Good.
You look really good and different.
I've got a very round face. It's very circular, my face. So the beard and glasses give you... But do you reckon?
I think you're a very good looking man.
Yeah.
I think you've got very intense eyes, actually, and the glasses kind of new to them. So it depends on what you want your eyes to do.
Well, for the listeners at home or on the move,
our listeners are not on the move. They're trapped in a compound.
Will has a sister who's a very attractive girl, you would say.
I wouldn't fuck her, but carry on.
So listen, she's very... edit point. No, she's a very attractive girl, but you'd look at her and go, oh, look at Will's sister's very attractive, you know. And I'm not saying this in a laddie way, but you just go, hello, and then you look and go, looks just like Will. Because Will's got very feminine features that run through the family.
Once I shake off the beard.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's got a very nice mouth, Will. Let's go through it.
Let's have a look. Does he?
Yeah, he's a
nice
Cupid's bow on the girl there, isn't there, Will? Enough of one.
Yeah,
His eyes, like you say, very intense, very feminine, nice eyelashes. The nose, petite, just enough. Nice cheekbones underneath.
Very.
The pain. And so you would look at Will. If we were to dress him up, maybe we should do that.
Maybe we should do that. All right, that's part three. We'll dress Will up.
I am also single. If anyone was listening to that going, that sounds like what I want
from him.
I think our listeners, by the way, are depraved. They are disgusting. Most of them are sex criminals. But if you're interested in Will... I'll page you his number.
07590-040-920.
Done. That is probably it, isn't it?
That is my phone number.
Oh, God.
Do you want us to edit that out?
Nah, fuck it.
You want your phone number out?
Who's gonna ring me?
Bunch of weirdos. We got a bunch of weirdos.
Actually, if you have any idea how dangerous...
Give us a text, lads. Give us a text.
Are you serious?
You should just run it out.
It's fine. Have a chat.
What if they send horrific things?
Well, I'll just block those particular numbers. Don't send me pictures of horrible
things.
I mean,
we're talking about a man who contemplated wanking on a megabus, so I don't think...
A magic bus!
Oh, it was a magic... We're talking about a man who believes in magic buses.
Yeah, but you can't release your numbers. They send me some stuff straight and then go, but don't send me that. That's the people that Will's get in touch with. There's going to be some lovely lady sat on a riverboat
It's the type of unhinged.
I think I'll text that man.
Why it's the not? Type of unhinged orc who would be a fan of mine.
I'll tell exactly. you what I'll do, Sean, is don't edit it out in a couple of weeks. When's this going out to be released?
Sunday. On your birthday.
Right, well, on my birthday, it's Sunday. Not, you know, so send me a bloody birthday message,
if
mate.
If you're listening to this on the day, send Will a birthday message.
On Wednesday, I'll let you know how you're going to touch with me. You can tell your audience how I've reacted.
How you've reacted.
I'm sure he'll react by sending a picture of his penis. Still no.
Not.
Oh, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's about.
Just wants to make the front page a joke.
We don't want to get caught in this controversy.
Exactly.
This
is we're the last thing. From trouser snakes to actual snakes.
Good edit point.
Well, yeah, was that a good edit point?
You did the right thing.
Yeah, thanks. listeners will never know what was just cut. Will's got a couple of snakes, couple of stories about snakes.
I've got one story about a snake.
Don't you live with a snake?
Yeah, I do.
Is that the one that ate you?
No, it didn't eat me. It tried to eat me.
Oh, okay.
So I live with my friend. It's his my landlord is my flatmate, is my friend.
Is this a riddle?
That is a sentence that gets sadder as it goes on. Yeah. My landlord is my flatmate is my friend.
He wasn't his friend until he was his landlord.
A friend of mine owns the flat that I live in with him. And
were you friends with him before you moved?
Yeah, I've known him about 10 years.
Well, and he's a human, not a snake.
Human man.
Okay.
Adult human man.
Okay.
His name is Chris.
His
phone number is. But my bedroom was previously a two-bedroom flat where one bedroom is being used and one was an office. However, circumstances have changed. Let's get into it. Whereas his bedroom is now his bedroom, just his, and his office is now my bedroom. So I've sort of been moving in slowly as his stuff's been coming out. One of the things that is in the spare room, my bedroom, is his python. Not a euphemism. A genuine, python. Mm. And the first night I slept there, I was on a sofa bed and I woke up about 4 in the morning because there was a banging. In the morning, I said to my friend, what's going on here? And he went, oh, well, that would be the snake. It's getting time for feeding, and you're a new smell, and it got your heat signature. So it was just striking to try and eat you.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Great.
So now I share a bedroom with a cold blooded reptile who has literally tried to eat me.
Yeah.
And London's going well.
Yeah. Well, sounds it. What's the snake's name?
Finnegan.
Finnegan?
Yep.
Okay.
And it does wake you up, doesn't it, eh? In fact, that's how you started that
story.
That's
why this guy makes the big bucks.
Hello. £30 gig on Friday. Camden, come and see me. You started that story when you told me, because it happened the morning of the day that you told me, and you said, I was woken up by the python this morning, and I thought, oh dear, because it's a penis joke again.
Of course.
Yeah. What kind of deal?
It wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth
that, was it?
Oh. It's good. What do you think, Elliot?
Yeah, I think it's going well. What does a snake eat normally? Like, what do you give this snake?
God, I'll tell you what he fucking eats. He eats frozen mice that are in the freezer of my house.
What? Ugh. Why are they frozen?
Because I'm not going to have live, dead, thawed... Not a monster, Sean.
Well, I don't know.
What happens is, you buy the frozen mice from the pet shop, you keep them in the freezer, then when it's dinner time, you pop a mouse on a saucer, let it defrost. Do not, and I repeat, do not, Elliot, do not microwave a frozen mouse. It will explode, and you'll have to clean a frozen mouse off inside your microwave.
God.
I'll tell you that from experience. So you let the mouse thaw.
How long does it take for a mouse to thaw? A
couple of hours.
Yeah.
Get to room temperature. Because if it's colder than that, the snake, if they see in heat, they won't eat it if it's frozen. They don't want to be fed, they want to hunt. So you have to put the mouse in the snake's terrarium by the tail, give it a little wiggle so that the snake sees it's warm and it's alive, it's moving. And you've got to time removing your hand with the snake's strike. Otherwise, you get fangs in
the... Why would you have a snake? Can you love a snake? What the fuck is the point of this fucking
snake? That's not my fucking snake, mate.
Get a cat. They get their own mice.
I'll strangle it. And it's all neck, so...
So it should be easy.
Why does he have a snake? Have you asked him that?
To be fair, it is quite nice to look at when it's sort of slithering around.
Yeah, but that's not why...
What do you mean it's nice to look at when it's slithering around?
I'll show you a photo.
Well, yeah, show me a photo. I mean,
he's normally quite docile. Snakes are quite docile. And then...
I'm surprised you're so confident to open up the photos on your phone. Your life doesn't sound like you should.
When it gets hungry, he starts to go and it'll explore.
Okay.
Look on the camera, I'll see what's going on.
That's a doner kebab that I made at home with Iceland's own frozen doner kebab meat.
This is getting much darker. What did you just say? Did you just say you made a kebab at home with Iceland's...
Frozen doner kebab meat, microwave for 3 minutes, then pop in a wrap. And it is fucking delicious. I don't give two shits.
Have you ever tried to eat one of the mice?
No, you probably had it, though.
Do you know what? The only bad part of the shit was that I bought extra hot chilli sauce and didn't trust how extra hot it was, and it was bloody extra hot. That was the only issue with the poop.
I feel we're letting this podcast down. This is not the kind of thing people want to hear.
I don't mind. You have to understand, the people who listen to this show, they're well-meaning, but they're deranged. They come from a very low socioeconomic background, in the sense that most of them have never even heard of money. They're locked up in a compound somewhere. So hearing about snakes eating people, jazz mags that you bought in the 70s, this is exactly what they want. Yeah, this is why I got you guys here.
Well,
anything ever tried to eat you, Phil? I imagine a few things have tried to nibble at you. You passed out, you woke up, you saw a dog.
Yeah, I did try and pet a fox once.
Eating your false tooth.
Eating my false tooth.
You just passed out near the
fifth out. Someone's going to laugh at that.
Me, I absolutely loved it.
There's a person saying it. Anything tried to eat me? Very good question, Sean.
Thank you. Now, I've prepared it extensively.
The best I can do for you is a bird of prey shat on me once. That's all. That's all you get, I'm afraid.
I'd say that's the opposite of what I asked, but fair enough.
But that happens the closest to nature I've ever got.
Which bird of prey?
The tawny owl.
What's the tawny owl?
Tawny owl.
Oh, I thought you said the tawny owl.
Tawny owl. No, no.
And where did it shit on you?
Tawny owl. On my right shoulder. I was with the rest of my class in primary school, and we went to Lostock Hall, and we all lined up, and they flew over us. And afterwards, I'd had such a lovely day, even bought a pen with a bloody owl on the end of it. Not a real one, obviously.
Not a real pen?
No. Yeah, of all the things I thought would have been. And then realised on my way back that the bird had pooed on me, ruined the whole day.
Bird once pooed on me during the lunch break whilst I was having an induction day at a call centre job. Ooh. And I had to take my shirt off.
You didn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's worse.
I had to take my shirt off because I only found out it pooed on me during the induction. Have I told this story in the podcast?
Yeah, but it's a good story. That's okay.
It's not that. It's not good enough to have been repeated.
Three bullet points.
Bird shat on me. I didn't know the bird shat on me. Was told it shat on me.
Took shirt off. Done.
Took my shirt off. Was told, why are you taking your shirt off in the middle of training? Why are you taking your shirt off, young man? And I had to say, a bird has shat on me. You're right, it is a good story, actually.
Yeah.
Edinburgh 2018, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Bird shat on me. Yeah.
I can do better than the tawny owl. My friend Thomas Tong shat me out of a tree once.
Okay, there are two stories there. First of all, what can you repeat your friend's name?
Thomas Tong.
Tong,
T-O-N-G...
Tommy Tong.
Tommy Tong.
That's what you
call T-O-N-G-E. Tommy Tong. Tom Tong.
Is there a comedian called Ben Tong?
Probably.
Tong.
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 Tong. Yeah.
Tong.
Oh, as in tongue.
But spelled T-O-N-G-E.
It's spelled Tong, yeah.
Tong.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thomas Tong.
No, exactly, Tong.
Oh, but we
tong.
Pronounce it Tong up north.
Tong.
Tong. Tong.
Yeah, but
tong.
I'm just saying Tong is the same.
Yeah, tong. It's Tong.
You're listening to Sean Martin's podcast. This is the Tong section.
Yeah, it's just the Tong section. Tong.
Tong. Tong's all right. Tong.
Tom Tong.
Tom Tong.
Did he shit on you on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He went up that tree with every intention.
And you didn't...
he didn't
move.
I didn't know why he was going up there. He did.
Wait, okay. Let's explain. So you were going out with Tong, you say? Thomas Tong?
Oh, we were playing out as children.
Going out.
As children, it wasn't going out. It wasn't just before a night out at the age of 19. He didn't just scamper up a tree and shit on
How old were you?
23, 24.
Hey. That's why he has the big bucks.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Tong and a young Phil Ellis. Were you called Phil then or were you called Philip?
I used to go by the name Judd.
Okay.
Best I could do.
Story upon story. Okay.
I have tried to develop a nickname over the years, Old Pip, which has never really caught on. You call me Pip, though.
I call you Pip, but I thought. Whenever you call yourself Old Pip, I call myself Old Willy, and it sounds absolutely horrible.
Like, yeah.
Come hang out with Old Willy.
I would say it does, yeah. For you. I kept saying it. I didn't remember the other
day. Willy Bongo.
I don't know where that's come from.
Willy Bongos.
Phil.
No, Willy Bongo. Oh. I don't know why. Do sounds wrong, doesn't it? Doesn't sound right. I don't know why either. But
not from a bloke who insists that people call him Old Pip.
In the Johnny Depp Charlie Chocolate Factory, there's a song that's like, Willy Wonka, the amazing chocolatier, he sings Willy Bongo, just over and over again to that theme.
Willy Bongo.
6-hour drive to Latitude, that the entire time.
Oh, yeah, that. And then I pretended at one point, 5 hours into the drive when his steering kicked in and we had another passenger at the back.
Who was the passenger? Are you allowed to
Alison
say?
Alison June Smith.
Okay. Wasn't just like it wasn't
someone that we'd taken without the consent. About 5 hours in, we were really quite tired, 5-6 maybe even. I decided to pretend that a banana was my penis. That made us laugh for another hour.
That's why it's the big hour.
I text Phil on Monday. So that was this is Latitude in June. Oh, I text Phil on Monday and went, "Do you remember that banana?" And he said, "I think about it every day."
Text Will if you want that text forwarded to you, by the way, listeners. You've got his number. Yeah. Right, so wait, how many of the other stories? We've got Judd on the go.
All right, so did we establish why he shat on you?
I think that has to be the headline.
That has
surely
to be the end. Okay,
Judd, why did you go by Judd, or were you just making that up?
I did make that up. I'm sorry, Sean.
And how many times have people called you old Pip?
Not enough. I mean, that one I've really been pushing for 12 years, maybe.
I call you old Pip all the time.
You do a little Pip more. You miss out the old, and that's
Pip,
for me.
That's nice.
I think I stole it off a friend as well, you know.
Oh dear, what was your friend called?
Old Mick.
Old Mick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Michael Thornton.
Yeah, old Mick. I'm sure I nicked it off him and just thought, I'll get away with it. I know more people.
That's fair enough. Yeah. So let's talk about this Tong fellow.
So me and Tong were best friends, except for a sketchy period about the age of 7 or 8, where it was also during Amy Heatherthwaite's birthday party. I had to go on my own because I'd fallen out with my circle of friends. Can't remember why.
Why did you fall in love with your circle of friends?
I can't remember, but something happened. So Thomas wasn't my friend, and he was my best friend, and he seemed to have taken the other friends around. So the only ones left were the ones he didn't really want to do friends, but I needed someone to go to the party with. So it ended up
that's a lot for a 7 or 8 year old to deal with.
Well, it was. And anyway, I ended up having to go with Thomas anyway because Mark Coleman's dad was driving. So I went with Thomas Tong and Mark Coleman.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm sat at the back.
Typical.
They'd done the right thing. They'd gone as army men. All right. Uh-huh. What had I done? I loved superheroes. I went to the supermarket. The day before, my mum went, "I'll take you to the fancy dress shop, we'll get you a superhero outfit." The only one left was Robin. Now, I was the tallest. I'm sure you had this as well, Sean. You're the tallest lad in your class, probably?
Yeah, for the most part.
We've always probably been quite lanky, I would imagine, in frame.
Yeah, very.
So I went as Robin, and they didn't seem to know the colour code for Robin. So it was peach tights and a peach cape. No shoes, so I had to use my dad's Dayglow orange flip-flops. The only shoes we could find that somehow fit the outfit.
Yeah.
Got a picture of it. I'll have to send it to you one day. It's horrific. So I had to sit in the back of the car as a very lanky Robin with two army men. Turned up to the party, and Andrew King had turned up, and it's like he got the Batman outfit out of the film.
Fucking hell, Andrew
King. It was
amazing.
To be fair, you were 7 in, what, 1989?
Well, it was, seven or eight.
He's a classic Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, it looked amazing.
Yeah, and Robin wasn't even in that film.
I know, he was a foot shorter. I'm stood behind him. Bloody Tongi and Coleman's off having a laugh.
Tongi?
Even Anthony Stanzik went as an army man, but
his dad
was in the army. Oh, he did.
Fucking Stanzik. We've got him on the show next episode. We didn't want to ask him.
We'll get his side of it. Yeah,
we'll get his side of it.
This is why I don't dance in public as well, this party, and I'll put it down to this.
30 years
This is therapy. Let me finish.
No,
it helps.
Therapy,
it really helps.
Let him go.
I have anyone else to talk to, so I thought I will win the dancing competition. There's no other. This is why I'm here. There's one reason I'm here. It's to win that pencil case. By God, I danced. I danced with my little flip flops off. They were worn down to the worn down to the flop. That sounds like a terrible. I was dancing away at the front, and there was little mini prizes throughout the dance competition. I might add before the big old pencil case was won. Did I get one? No, never. Not even one. He walked round me once to give one to a girl. I'll be honest, was sitting down. Pretty sure.
Which was what?
She was sitting down. Giving him to everyone around me. The guy, the DJ didn't like me. I don't know if Thomas Tong and Mark coming out of work with him or something. Anyway, the pencil case went. I can't remember it's two. It could have been it could have been Nicholas Jackson, could have been Lewis Miller. We don't remember.
Yeah.
I'd had enough.
Yeah,
I'd had just enough. So I was almost about to cry. So I realised he'd piled all the tables up at the end of the hall to create the dance floor. Brilliant. So I crawled on the tables. Just feeling really bad about myself. And what's going on? Batman's getting off with Martha Jones.
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
Well, at least talking intently.
My 7th birthday party, we went bowling, had an Ed the Duck cake, and no one got off with anyone because I was 7.
Yeah, and now you spend your night pretending you don't know what brothels are, and he's out there living his life.
I do know what a brothel is. I didn't know I was in a brothel.
Fair enough. That is horrific, man. I'm so sorry to hear about your story.
It's all right.
Wait,
thanks.
No, wait. When did he shit on you?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So,
what do you mean? This is the story. Also, this section started with you saying, I've got no stories. You've got eight stories.
I mean, I think you wouldn't build a show around. But we were friends at the point he tried to shit on me, if I recall.
Thomas Tong, yeah?
Yeah, there is another instance with a tree when we weren't friends.
Oh my fucking God, why did the man shit on
right.
you?
He climbed up the tree.
No!
Why?
I don't want to know! As soon as I know, it ends all a bit. I like not knowing.
I can tell you another thing about the same tree.
Thank you.
And it involves piss. Now...
Where was the tree?
The tree was on a place we called the Green. I think a lot of people had greens you'd play on. It went down, there's a little brook at the bottom, an allotment, lots of trees. Now this one was sort of branched out into three major trunks from the stem. So
it went, tributaries.
Well done.
Tributaries.
And he's back in the game.
There was a lightning storm, if I remember, it was in the year of 87. And I don't remember when. And lightning had struck the tree.
There was a massive hurricane.
Michael Fish said it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. It was probably connected
God, it
to that,
that
weather current. Yeah,
could have been. Lightning hit the tree. One of the
tributaries
had collapsed, but it was still firmly part of the tree. But it was leaning now over the bit of the hill, which led so you could walk across it. If you fell, you'd end up in nettles. Right.
Whoa.
There was also a rumor that some pit bulls were let out from the allotments to keep us away. So occasionally, the pit bulls would be released and they would attack you. So someone had created the game Piss Bull Terrier. So what you do?
So who created that game? So,
I don't know. Definitely a bully.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Right.
Probably a Lois Bloody Miller.
I bet it was that bloody Martha, actually. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I would have attributed it to a couple of thank you, scallions. So anyway, what you do is in Piss Bull Terrier, you minus one person. One person takes the stem near the trunk of the tree.
Now, the ones
he stands
the
there. Yes, and then starts to wee. The rest of you, are hanging along the trunk.
Over the nettles.
Yeah, he slowly. Yeah, over the nettles. He starts to approach. Now, you can either be pissed on, or you fall into the
So you can't win. You get pissed on or fall in nettles.
Well, the man, basically the pisser wins.
When does the pit bull get involved?
Well, it's just in case if they're out, a bonus.
Just in
case. Jumping up at the nettles like sharks.
I mean, the best you could hope for is he ran out before he got to you.
How many of you would play?
I think the maximum ones were six.
So someone would say to you, hey, old Pip or young Pip at the time, do you want to come and play Piss Bull Terrier?
Yeah,
and you'd go, fabs a fucking loony.
Yeah, as long as I can piss.
Oh, no, sorry. You're going to hang over the nettles and might get pissed on. Brilliant. Get me going.
Hey, listen.
Move over, lads. I want to go first.
We didn't have iPads back then.
No, but you had not pissing on each other.
I think finding out I had cystitis for the first time on that green as well.
How?
God, this is wheels inside wheels.
Wiping properly,
like,
was
when,
I?
When you were a kid, Sean, how often did your friends defecate or piss on you?
I don't think as frequently as you. I got pissed on a couple of times.
My friend Matthew.
Usually an accident.
My friend Matthew had a wank on a tree once. We weren't there to watch it. No one got hit by it. It was like, I've had a wank on the tree.
Well, if that was incorporated into the game, you said it would be a far darker.
Jizzball Terry.
None of us were at the age to get one.
You're fingering a birthday party, from what I heard.
Why do you think this just escalated this? I think they were just chatting. But it still upset me. I also smoked a cigar there at a very young age.
How young is young?
Well, you could pretty much get alcohol and cigars. It's the North, different times. You could get served probably at the age of 13 or 14.
Too young to jizz.
Well, I was buying beers from off licences at 14 easy. I think because we were... I mean, I imagine if you looked like me, as you said you has...
Oh, yeah.
I was very tall. I was always the one who went there.
Yes.
So from 13, 14, I was going to buy beers and try and, and smoke my cigar. But because also the smoking age was 16.
And I smoked a cigar. It's the first time I ever smoked anything. It was because I'd watched a film. It was like an act with Michael Caine called Shock to the System. A terrible film, but he smoked a lot of cigars in it. I thought, that's cool.
Yeah.
The first thing I ever smoked was, I was about 13, I think, like a play at school, and I had one of those fake cigarettes that you would blow, it would make some red paper like shimmer at the end, and some talcum powder would come out.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, so I took the shimmery paper out of it, and just tried to smoke that. But it was literally just a tube of paper with filter on the end.
Yeah.
I smoked a bit of paper.
You've been hooked ever since, haven't you?
Well, no, I started smoking a bit later on. Yeah. I realised that it was for absolute legends.
Yeah. And it is. And we've got a couple right here. What was the first thing you ever smoked?
Probably a normal cigarette. Is that boring?
No.
I think that's don't ever apologise for only smoking.
Did do weed that one time.
Oh, yeah, that was one time you did weed, yeah.
Yeah, give me an erection. I didn't like it.
Gave you an erection?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm not convinced it was weed. I don't think that's a reaction you're meant to have.
Can I tell you a story about weed from the more recent past?
Put a pin on it for the moment. How long have we done?
Yeah, we can rock it to part three if you want.
Right, we'll end on this weed story. Mm-hmm. And listeners should know we have not ignored the poop. I have not forgotten about that.
I was thinking...
We are taking the scenic route. Because we want to hear about Tong pulling down his dongs and laying a sweet dookie on this boy, old Pip. Tell us some weed, Will.
I went for it. I'm not really a weed man.
Me neither. That's
really
fine.
Not really
that's
a drug boy.
I'm not into weed, certainly.
We are nice boys.
Yes.
I went for a drink last week with an old friend who lives in London. It was exciting. I moved to London.
Is he your landlord?
No, he is a school friend.
Okay.
We went for a
drink. You've got to stop hanging around people who go to school, Will. Sorry to interrupt the story with such a poor joke.
Yeah, terrible. I met him at 6:30 on a Wednesday. Last Wednesday. I don't want Phil to hear this story. I don't think he deserves it.
Do you think he'll make fun of you for it?
But almost definitely, because it's appalling.
Well, we've got me and Elliot all back here.
No, we're lovely.
You
we're lovely.
Make fun of me as well, because it's bad. I met him at 6:30 on a Wednesday. We had a pint in the Phoenix near Oxford Circus.
Yes.
Then ate a Subway. And then he said, hey, I've got a spliff. Do you want to share a spliff with me? And I thought, do you know what? Why not? I've moved
that's,
to London.
The way you framed it, that is like a conversation... from a film written by a child.
Yeah, it's like, I've got
a spliff.
Would you like a spliff with me?
So we went to Soho Square, and we each had half of this doob weed. And just bonging it up, man.
Yeah, smoking that chronic shit.
Then we went for
420,
we went for a pint. Went for a pint. About 20 minutes into the pint, I said to him, I don't feel very good. And I threw a massive whitey at 7:30 on a Wednesday in the middle of London. I had to go and throw up and have a word with having a toilet for half an hour.
Well, good for you, though. You only went to the toilet. Whenever I do that, I just go home. I just go, right, I'm off. I hate this.
Well, I was going to throw up. I lost the world.
Oh, shit.
30 years old. And I fell into a woman who definitely come from, like, a real job. She had, like, a central engine job.
Is that a really crass phrase you've just used there?
What, fell into a woman?
Mm.
I didn't Weinstein it.
Or real job.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, I've got an awful, because I don't smoke weed at all, but there was once an opportunity I couldn't miss. So what happened was, I was having... It's a bit long-winded, to be honest.
No, but... go on.
So I was sat in this bar...
You hurry this up, please?
And I was going on a date that someone had set me up with, someone on a date, which I didn't
someone
want to
Someone had
kill.
Set you up on a date?
Yes.
Now, I'm very curious as to how that would have happened and what type of person they would have set you up with.
I was out having drinks. I think it was my birthday, actually, years ago, back in the old Manchester days. And a friend who I'd known from years ago, we bumped into randomly, and then she brought her friend over and stood there and went, my friend would like to go for a drink with you.
Aww.
So you can't say no because they're there.
Of course, exactly. And you, so never know, said, you never know what will happen.
Just notice immediately, his I've got a weed story has turned into a different story immediately.
Oh, no, but this leads up to it.
Anyway, that was my fault, though. I asked about
No, you're fine, Sean.
Let's bring up the date.
So I was going on a date with her. She was 45 minutes
with
late.
With it, sorry.
With her.
Okay.
I didn't say it, did I?
I think you did, yeah.
Jesus. Maybe I said it. Maybe I was talking about the date.
Oh, in this climate.
Mm. Oh, mate, no, this isn't right.
You've got to have some respect.
So. What is this?
Oh, dear. Well, exactly.
Oh, my God.
The mask has slipped, hasn't it, now? Oh, old Pip is an old ledge.
Ledge. Too right, mate. I'll drink too. Why is no one cheersing me?
For that.
So I was waiting. She was 45 minutes late, so I thought... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Did she message you? Did she?
Yeah, she said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just late. And I was like, I don't want to be here anyway, really. And then there was two girls sat next to me who were chatting away, and I was sat there outside having a cigarette, Smoggy. And then one of them went, oh, I like your watch. My dad collects watches. And I used to have a 70s, my uncle's watch I used to wear. It was nice, wasn't it? It fell apart. It started to make me ill. It never worked. I still wore it. And then
How'd you make you ill, sir?
It was because the back had gone sort of, the stainless steel had rubbed off, so it was infecting my wrist.
It was corroding him with the copper platelet, basically, into his blood.
And Dolan said, look, it doesn't work and it's making you ill. Why are you still wearing it? I said, it looks nice though, doesn't it? Conversation started.
Yeah.
So they said, I like your watch. I mean,
it's weird though, because you openly say that you're smoking, which in many ways is the same thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. What a mirror has been held up.
I certainly have.
Yeah, pious.
How long before?
A couple of months.
You'll be back, mate.
Yeah.
Cool.
Somebody bought an Xbox.
We're not talking about the Xbox. We're talking about your thing.
So I'm sat there, and he goes, oh, I like your watch. Thank you very much. They went, hey, we're going back to our flat to smoke weed. Do you want to come with us? And I was like,
I swear to God, the both of you just buy scripts off 10-year-olds outside this.
I know.
We're going to our flat to smoke weed.
Well, that's never happened to me. And I thought, this is the start of a film. The likes of which Will would go to buy at 3 a.m. to watch on the Megabus.
I would, to be fair.
Yeah.
Magic bus.
And I thought, but I don't smoke weed, but I'm really embarrassed. And I went, I said, I can't really. I'm waiting. For someone. I'm going on a date with someone. They went, oh, right. They went, well, hey, this is our number. Why don't you give us a shout next time? We're only across the road. And I thought, oh, sounds like it's going to be really cool. These are going to be really cool, aren't they? It's going to be amazing. So the next day, I messaged. I went there. But because I don't smoke, I didn't realise how strong it was. So I was sat there. And then for hours, we were just smoking and smoking. So I sat there and I was like, I couldn't keep up with the conversation. I didn't know what was going on. I thought, oh my God, I've pissed my pants. And she's going, and they say, oh, only joking, Phil. I go, what? Yeah, all right. And then I think of a comeback, then I go, what are we talking about house prices? What's happened? So I went, oh God, go and check if you piss yourself. You've been sat here in it for long enough. So I go to the toilet, check. I go, oh, you haven't? That's weird. Why is it so warm? So I went and sat back down. They go, yeah. And I went, you have now pissed yourself. It's happened now. Well, I can't go and check now because I've literally just been to check. So why am I going to the toilet again? So I went, oh, so I'm going to have to go blow my nose. But the door to the kitchen was open. You could see the door to the bathroom. So I can't go in and shut the door to blow my nose, but I still can't check my crotch. So I had to sort of get the tissue and then walk a bit behind the door and start going, then check my crotch again. So I go, and then I went, I sat down and I thought, you haven't. And then I thought, after a minute, I went, oh, I have pissed myself. I've pissed myself now. So I can't blow my nose and I've already had a piss. So I said, oh, my phone, I've got to make a call on it. And they said, and I can't remember, I said,
oh,
someone. So I just went, and then I had to have a fake conversation in the hallway whilst I checked myself. I thought the conversation was going to have to go on for at least 3 minutes. So I was, yes, oh, good. Went back in. And they went, let's go and have another one. I went, why not? So we stood on the balcony, and I thought this was going to be some amazing kind of, hey, what do you mind if we got a hot tub? No, we're out there, was chatting. A minute later, I'd chat myself. I hadn't shat myself, but I was certain I'd shat myself. So then I didn't know what to do. And then that other housemate came back in. I went, well, this is nothing's going to happen. You're not going to all of a sudden say, oh, you don't mind. I've got to walk around with no clothes on now because of the heating's faulty. None of that. She started making a soup. I couldn't leave the flat because I was so ill. So I had to just ask if I could please just sit on the sofa, which I did for 4 hours until I could go and get a bus. That's my weird story.
That was fun.
And I was certain I had shit in my pants because I had nowhere else to check. I'd run out of ideas and the battery had died on my phone.
Well,
I feel sick.
We're going to have another beer. Are you okay, Elliot? I feel like you're a bit, you know, this is a bit of a 12A episode and I'm not sure if...
That's okay, my dad's here. He's brought me along.
No, fair enough.
Elliot, just edit anything of mine you want out to make sure that is in all its glory.
No, that's there. Don't worry.
I don't think it was actually weed, though. Just like, want to put that out there. Pretty sure it was just some sort of. It wasn't illegal.
Edit that bit out.
But you don't think it was weed?
No, I don't think it was anything illegal.
Oh, okay.
So you just did nothing and then thought you pissed
you
yourself.
You tried a fag and pissed yourself.
Yeah. Chat yourself and ruined your chance with these girls. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. We'll leave that bit in.
Yeah. Part three, listeners, we will finally get an answer to the question on all our minds.
What's it with Tommy Tong?
Why did Tommy Tong have a poop?
You will know that you're loved.
Let's talk tongue, and let's talk fecal matter, and let's talk Little Pip. Set the scene.
Well, this was Little Pip. We're at the pissing tree.
This is pre the lightning strike.
Yeah, there's not enough people for piss ball terriers.
And, so are you dressed as Robin, or are you dressed?
I'm
as
not dressed as Robin. So we did used to go.
Are you working at the what was it? The airbag factory?
No, that came on later when childhood definitely died at that point. But we would normally be dressed.
Luckily,
as
motorists didn't.
Sorry.
Luckily, motorists didn't.
No, they did not.
Because
well, I don't know
of your work.
No, yeah. Well, that's what they used to say to us. You're saving lives. I make boxes.
Boxes for
airbags,
which save
lives.
Anyway.
I was ruining my own. And so probably dressed in army gear, I'd imagine, because what we used to do is we used to have very tall French rhubarb that we would cut tongues off and play.
That has tickled Will something rotten.
Sorry, Phil's story is. Just out of nowhere, so I was just an army man because, well, we had a very tall French rhubarb. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, I like your French rhubarb. We used to cut tunnels in it, play Predator.
Yeah, of course.
Because my dad used to get pirate videos. He used to be a forklift driver at Whitbread Brewery. And he used to get pirate videos of, like, Robocop and things. And he thought we were ready. So we watched Predator from a very young age. And I was not ready to
see. Were you
see
not ready? Because no, Elliot's asked me if he can watch Predator. And I was actually in... I think we need to have that chat afterwards.
I reckon Predator 2, you're all right with.
Boobs in that.
Oh, all right, then.
Oh, yeah, there is, actually. Oh, it's
surprise,
worse.
Surprise, Duggan knows.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to watch the second half of the Terminator for ages because there was a silhouetted nipple and my brother kept rewinding it. I went, Dad, I can't watch the rest of Terminator. He keeps rewinding a nipple. And I still didn't know what happened until I was at least 16.
It's a full-on sex scene in Terminator 1 as well, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's all silhouetted. You don't see
that
anything.
Was enough as a child.
It wouldn't be enough for you now on the bloody magic bus.
Do you know, I remember the other day, I want to hear about Ben Tong.
We used to cut past that, just as I'm again. Although Thomas Tong had full, like, camouflage gear, and I used to just put a green jumper on with a bag, and I was like, this isn't right, because my dad was actually in the army. I was like, surely I should get some good stuff. And then we went to see his friend, because my dad was in the paras, and he ran like a cadet's thing, and he kicked us out with proper webbing and everything. So I turned one day proper badass.
Webbing,
which is the gear where with all your bits in, like, your backpack. Ooh,
okay, yeah.
Okay,
little,
yeah,
bags.
Yeah.
So I turned up Legend of the Green for a good 3 weeks. Then the shitting happened. So there I am, dressed in full camouflage. I've got my water flask, which it did turn out did infect. I did have a blood infection after a while because it shouldn't.
Hence the cystitis.
Cystitis, which came later.
This is a wonderful Jesus world of loose ends being tied up.
Oh, and actually, there's one house I used to back onto the green, and the boy that lived in there was a teenage boy, and very sadly, he died in a motorbike accident. So his mum one day was outside with all of his belongings on a table, giving them away. And I remember going up and complaining because it wasn't the second half of Optimus Prime. They only had, like, the body, but they didn't actually have, like, didn't have the rest of
it. It's a bit dark. Didn't have the motorcycle rest. Accident, isn't it? No legs.
Yeah, I was just there going, oh, do you have the actual truck? Because at the minute, I've only got the truck's not lying about anyway. So I remember haggling over free gifts his mum was giving away. To get over, she thought he would have wanted other people to have them. Thomas Tong, I might add, got away with headphones with a radio in them. He would have landed on his feet, didn't
I?
He?
Had one of those hats that had that in, with a little.
What, like Hat FM?
Hat FM from the office, yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. It was a nice thing she was doing. My brother went, I was talking about it the other day, and he said, what none of us realised was when she was in tears, when one boy came back and told her that the speakers didn't work that he picked up.
People just take stuff.
Terrible. I don't think we realised.
My uncle is on a state where one of the lads, like 1920, was killed. Manchester was killed like a gangland shooting.
In 1920?
No, he was 19/20.
Oh, right. I was going to say.
He was killed
over
in a gangland,
mate,
shooting. Yeah. And his mum just painted a picture of him on the front of the walls, like R.I.P. Angel. Dear. But she had no artistic skill. It was like a stick man that said R.I.P. above it.
I remember I thought it was like the saint. The intro did it. It's a stick man, isn't it? With a
halo.
Halo.
Well, he was killed a gangland shooting, so not an angel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It might have been that angel.
Let's stick to the
shit on you.
Right, sorry, wait, there I am, webbing, I'm ready. I've got my toy gun, which I've taken the red end off, so it looked like a proper one.
Good move.
Yeah, I'm eyeing up the bloke that run the allotment, who had one arm and a stuffed chicken on top of the shed.
Is this the bloke with the pit bulls?
No, don't tell the story.
We thought it was, sorry. But no, he was creepy. We bought a cracking treehouse right opposite, and he did not like it, so... Anyway, so we're at the top. Thomas goes, I'm just going up this tree for a bit. You think it's normal. So I said, okay, I'll just stand here looking the other way at the bottom of the tree.
A sitting duck.
Yeah.
And you're in camouflage basically. Gear.
I'm in camouflage. So maybe you didn't see me.
Yeah.
Wow, Elliot. We're going to find the hole in this story just before it ends. We're now trapped in this Pandora's box forever.
So what? The weird thing about the story, I
think, oh yeah, go on.
Is that just before...
The weird thing about the story is that a child shat on you.
Yeah, but I think the weirdest thing is, just before he pinched it off, he shouted, Phil, so I would look up. Not even old Pip.
Was he saying that as if to go, he just realised he was about to, and he was going, get out of the way? Or was he going,
no, it was
Phil.
Definitely so I would go, yes. Oh. So anyway, his aim was off. Lucky for me that day, left shoulder, that's all he got from me, I'll tell you what. So
because he was looking to add to the scar on your forehead. Yeah,
he wanted it. He wanted a full
facial.
Yeah, that's what he was after.
A Cleveland steamroller, I believe that's called, in a... sex circles.
Is it you movie?
Did you find that out accidentally, did you?
Did you?
No, accidentally I read a book
about
it.
I'll look it up in the encyclopedia you wrote about it.
I found
it.
That out because apparently the younger man, when TV he was quick. Struggling, Noddy Holder...
No, whatever this is, I don't want to hear
true,
it.
It's true, this is cracking this story.
But it, so
literally.
He would lay under a table with it, and this is not slander.
Noddy Holder from the band Slade.
From the band Slade. Yeah. I have heard.
It's a glass table as well,
if you say I have heard, then you can say whatever you want.
There's a glass table with a glass bit above him, and then people would shit onto the glass, but his face right beneath the glass, and that was some people's sexual proclivity to want to do that. And apparently...
To Noddy Holder specifically?
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't... He was Noddy Holder, but Noddy Holder, that name held no sway at the time.
He was Noddy Holder.
This is pre...
Yeah.
75.
Yeah.
So people would shit on the glass.
Yeah.
Give him 30 quid or whatever.
Okay.
Is anyone else trying to think of a pun with a Slade song?
Well, yeah. I was going to go the thing is, there already is a sex pun with them, because Come On, Feel the Noise.
Yeah.
It's, Come is spelled C-U-M,
isn't
it?
They've made it themselves, haven't they?
They've made it themselves. Great guest this week. I mean, look, we're kicking back with some quality 5 points. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do support Legend. 5 Points Brewery, a great brewery.
My favourite brewery, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so Whitbread's.
And also... keep your what are the other sponsors? Magic Bus,
Megabus.
What was the brothel called?
I think it was called Rambo's.
Yeah, he thinks.
My dead dogs.
Oh, I knew. And do what? I almost didn't say it. I thought, I'll say this.
Got a picture of him. Phil's got no fucking.
I don't want to see a picture of your dead dog.
He's not dead in the photo.
Is it the birthday party one?
No.
Nah, don't be doing it out.
It's on my Twitter account though. If you want to have a look at that.
Okay. What is your Twitter account? Do you want to plug it? Do you want to plug anything else?
No, I've got nothing to... What do I have to plug?
That's what we're asking.
Well, that's what I'm asking, mate. You do gigs, you do shows, they're very good.
No, I mean...
All right, go see Phil Ellis if he's playing near you.
But we'll start calling you Old Pip.
Old Pip. That's my handle on Xbox. Fancy a game.
We will be playing.
We are going to play, yeah.
Because we have... the listeners know I've just invested in an Xbox.
Yeah. Woof.
What are you going to plug, Will? Anything?
Just come and see us do my gigs. Thanks.
Come see Will do his gigs. That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love. That was it. That was Phil Ellis.
And?
Will Duggan.
Whoa. We kind of sat on the sidelines.
We didn't have to do much. They were really funny people.
Just cracking stories out left, right, and centre. And we were audience members for this one.
Yeah, it was great. It was like an episode of The Royal Family. You know,
certainly was, yeah.
Max and Paddy or something.
Yeah. You know? Go on, name one more northern thing. What else was it like?
They're good, they're good. Do check them out if they're coming to a town near you.
Yeah, which I'm sure they will be.
We are still drinking, me and Elliot.
Well, you got to be, don't you? How else do you get through the day?
I don't know, just love, affection, interests. That's about to overflow. Oh, you're very lucky it didn't. Elliot's kind of acting like he's never drunk before, and I'm kind of worried about him.
I drink a lot. I drink a safe amount.
Yeah, fair enough. What do you want to talk about, Elliot?
Oh boy.
Elliot's just been talking about how excited he is for the new Star Wars.
I am excited about the new Star Wars.
We were having a conversation off mic about how I liked the last one, but I thought there were flaws in it.
It was going to be
we can't repeat that conversation.
It was going to be part of the show, but became so nerdy and pointless that no one else enjoyed it.
I'm excited about it too, because I like the... I think they're fun films.
Yeah.
Apart from the prequels, which are genuinely not fun.
No, I'd agree.
Apart from the scene in Dexter Jetster's 50s diner in Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones is the only one I've seen once. Attack I saw the... it when it came out,
it's
and
the
I,
worst one.
Even as a child, thought to myself, never again.
It's the worst one.
I remember seeing Phantom Menace the day of the eclipse.
The solar?
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
So I saw the eclipse and I thought, hey, space is cool. And then we went to see Star Wars Episode 1. And then I thought, oh, space is shit.
When I was a kid, I thought, when Star Wars Episode 1 came out, I thought it was so brilliant.
Really?
But we were prime age for that, weren't we?
Nah, I knew. I'm a clever chap. You said earlier, I'm smart.
But you would have only watched it a few years ago on DVD.
Smart.
What? Yeah, I guess so. I guess you are smart.
Do they have DVDs? You know kids now?
Yeah.
Are they just downloading everything?
Well,
I don't want to talk about this. It's going to make me sad.
Why is it going to make you sad?
I don't like thinking I'm old. Like,
but you're not old. How old are you, boy?
I'm very nearly 26 in the next...
When's your birthday, son?
It's very soon.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How soon?
There's a chance with the pattern we do this that this is the last one I'll do with a 25-year-old.
What? What are you doing for your birthday? How come you haven't said anything?
I was going to ask you, I might have a couple of drinks if you want to go.
Where?
I don't know yet, but I'm trying to organise it. I'm not very good at organising stuff. I used to have birthday
parties.
You want to
go parties. Charlie Chalks?
What's that? Is it like Jimmy G's?
What's Jimmy G's?
It's like a soft play centre with the balls and shit.
Yeah, Charlie Chalks.
Yeah, Jimmy G's.
I always wondered if Charlie Chalks was just a regional one. Oh,
so you don't have Jimmy G's?
No, we had Charlie Chalks.
Well, up in Derby or somewhere near Derby, we have Jimmy G's. Or we might have used to. Maybe it's gone now. Interesting.
We had Charlie Chalks.
Jimmy G's.
Charlie Chalks was a TV show nationwide, though, wasn't it? Charlie Chalk.
I've got no idea what you're talking about. It's Jimmy G's.
Okay.
I think it's a Mothercare world now. Anyway.
So you want to feel old? Guess where I went last night?
Old folks home, probably. Doing one of your classic gigs.
Nailed it. Got it in one. No, I went to Hyde Park.
Mm-hmm.
Famous park in London.
Oh, yeah.
And what's in Hyde Park this time of year? A veritable Winter Wonderland. Have you ever been to Winter Wonderland?
I have a couple of times, yeah.
It's absolutely batshit. That's the only thing I would say about it.
What do you find batshit?
Everything. I didn't know what it was when I first turned up. Mm-hmm. Can I make that clear?
Yeah.
So I thought it would be a little bit wintry. There'd be a few bars. There'd be a few kind of those German market style things, which is sort of, they don't
have
as much in London.
That's mostly what it is. It is quite a lot of, it's mostly German market.
But they don't have those in London really, apart from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a legit theme park. Like, legit,
It has a Ferris wheel and a roller coaster, right?
It has four roller coasters. It must have four roller coasters.
There's no need to have four roller coasters at that.
It has one of them. It's an amazing, genuine roller coaster.
I feel like...
It had, like, four loops. Maybe this is just new for this year. And then there was a massive haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was Christmassy because there was a skeleton they put a fucking hat on.
People die at Christmas.
True that, guys.
If anything...
Take anything from this podcast. Yeah, if anything, more people.
It's the risk because of the elderly.
By their own hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, and that as well.
Of course.
I bet the rate's high.
Very.
Yeah.
Don't do it, guys.
Comedy podcast.
If you're listening, just don't do it.
Don't do it.
What can I say? We're on, you know.
Get away from the ledge, listen to the next episode.
Stay woke, stay fresh. Let's talk Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
A lot of beer, a lot of stuff going on, but I thought it was so loud. I'll tell you what it reminded me of, and this is a reference that will either hit home... incredibly,
yeah,
or won't.
Okay.
Have you seen the Santa Claus 3?
The Escape Clause with Martin Short?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And you know the plot of it?
Yes.
You know who's in that film, by the way? Worf.
Is he really with the bum face? Has he got a bum face in there?
Oh. He plays the sleepy one. Was it Mr. Sandman?
Oh, yeah.
And I went to
got all of the people.
I went to a Star Trek convention once, and Worf was up there talking.
Yeah.
And the first question asked was, what was it like to work with Tim Allen on the Santa Claus 3?
I bet you. Is that a question from you? That sounds like what you would ask.
I came in my pants. I couldn't believe it. Not good security. I was thrown out immediately, of course. Santa Claus 3.
Yep.
Just to remind everyone.
The Escape Clause.
Martin Short becomes Jack Frost.
Can you give it its full title, please?
Well, Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Yeah.
Martin Short plays Jack Frost, who hates Santa.
True, it is. Elizabeth Mitchell plays Mrs. Claus.
Okay, no one...
We've been on Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, for ages, and the point of it has not yet
Jack
been met.
Frost takes over the role of Santa.
He does.
And transforms the North Pole into a kitschy theme park that's only designed to make money.
Yeah.
And it has lame rides, mm-hmm. and it has bigger things, and at one point people start singing, and he starts singing, starts spreading the news, New York, New York, but he replaces New York with North Pole, North Pole.
Ugh.
Because that's good script writing.
Sounds good.
And that is what Winter Wonderland is. It genuinely felt like that. What Martin Short in...
You just thought it was tacky.
Well, it's not just tacky, it's like the whole... It's so loud. It's so loud. It's like fucking nuts. And also, they're so militant as you go in. Like, everyone gets frisked. Everyone gets...
Well, they would be now, wouldn't they? Maybe they weren't.
Why?
6 years ago.
Why?
Because of the terror.
But it was kind of cool. The thing is, yeah. I say I hate it. If I was drunk, I'd have loads of fun there. But it would cost so much money. Like, it's so
big. You can take
big.
Your own drink.
You can't.
No, you can go
it's
in.
Like North
you can,
Korea.
You can go in drunk.
Yeah, you can go anywhere drunk.
Stand on Hyde Park Corner, get really drunk, and then walk into Winter Wonderland.
As drunk as we're getting on this podcast. God damn, this pale ale's going down nice, isn't it?
Nice, yeah. What was it? 4.4%.
Got plenty more where that came from, mate. By the way, 5 points, key sponsor of this podcast.
Five points
your work.
Is great, yeah.
Is this good podcast stuff?
I feel like we've gone off track because of the booze, and maybe we should wrap.
No, I think we should start this whole section.
No,
again.
I think maybe we should wrap.
Why? No, I think we should just really get into some stuff. I think now our listeners trust us enough.
Sure.
Let's talk about a few issues. Abortion. Like, what do you think, guys?
Do you want to talk about a real issue?
Well, I don't have any opinions on real issues.
Mate, your industry has been devastated by sexual harassment claims.
What industry?
The comedy industry. Comedians are being knocked down left, right and centre.
Well, the ones who are sex offenders, or at least pervs.
Yeah.
Grotesque pervs are.
They are sexually harassing people.
Well, yeah.
Some of them are ridiculous in the claims that they didn't know it was sexual harassment.
Yeah, it's mad.
What they're doing.
So basically, Winter Wonderland.
Yep.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
It's, yeah. I wouldn't be there.
Yeah, we wouldn't be there.
No. We'd be at...
we need to never drink again when we do this.
Oh, I've been asking to do a drunk episode for a long time.
We're getting there with this one, and it's getting worse the more we're drinking.
Okay, so next bit, we want to thank the listeners.
I don't want to. This is Elliot's call, by the way. I have no intention of thanking any of you. Carry on. Come on.
We're going to thank the listeners for all of the wonderful artwork. As you can see from this episode onwards, there's a new one. It's a new look podcast.
We have new album artwork on iTunes and on all, I guess, all podcast.
We certainly do
things. I prefer the one I made.
The classic, the wood with yellow writing.
Wood with yellow writing. I think it's a classic.
You made it on
look.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
Hey, it was great for the first 17, but everyone knows episode 18, new look. Key to the door. That's 21, isn't it? That's a shame. Would you thank the person who got their artwork on?
Yeah.
Yep. And that person's name is...
I mean, I'm not pronouncing it. Pat Donald Prince.
Pat Donald Prince.
That's double barrel surname.
Donald Prince. Quite fancy pants, isn't he, Pat?
Well, he hasn't capitalised any of his names there.
The email he has logged is...
He's an imbecile.
He's registered his name on his email.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but you look at that email address. Oh,
okay.
No offence, Pat.
You've chosen the second worst email thing, which is Yahoo.
I think Pat is like me, where he got his email when he was maybe 11 and he's just never changed it. Good for you, Pat, actually. I actually respect you for doubling down on a frankly massively unfashionable
email
host.
Server host. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very colourful.
It's
well,
very colourful.
Yeah.
More colourful than I thought, frankly, the show deserves.
Yeah, it's a surprise for how bleak we can get sometimes. Actually, we're going to...
It is bleak. It's kind of good, though.
We're going to bloom like this. It's nice.
It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty sweet. It kind of looks a bit like vomit. Like you've been out and you've been drinking like squash and you've vomited.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who entered. You've all done a wonderful job.
Yes.
But we want to thank these people in particular.
We had a few that were really nice. The first one we got...
These are kind of the shortlisted toppers.
Jessica Baggins.
Jessica Baggins.
You were the first person who entered. You entered so soon.
You entered really quickly and you had a great thing as well. You were immediately on the list.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what... I mean, obviously, you don't have that much going on in your life. God bless you for just going it in. But hey, thanks for entering.
Next one. I'm just going to put this out there. Great artwork, boring name. Steve Geller.
I think boring names is the case for all of them, apart from the last one we'll thank.
Okay.
Who has got a name so good.
Pat Donald Prince did it all right. But anyway, yeah, Steve Geller.
I think
Geller.
Pat Donald Prince is... You've done a really good
Thank
job.
Thank you. Yours is quite emo. I quite liked yours, Steve.
Steve Geller?
Yeah. It's quite dark.
It's no, cool. But I kind of like that. Maybe we should have gone with that one.
You know what? If we ever change artwork again, Steve, you're on board.
I like it. The problem is it makes it look like it's kind of a paintball podcast.
Mm. Liza Austin is next. You had a cool one. You used Sean's face, so he really liked it.
Yeah, I really wanted the ones with my face on.
Yeah.
So we might put my face on as a header.
I'm sure you would have put my face on, Liza, if you could have been bothered to stalk me enough. Where am I at in this exactly?
Well, it's with Sean McLaughlin, isn't it? It's not with Sean McLaughlin and his bloody... And the bane of his life.
There's a way to get me in. Liza, thank you very much. Brilliant.
Liza, you're one of our favourite... ever listeners. Keep emailing.
Grant Bondle, I got a problem with you as well.
Why have you got a problem with Grant Bondle?
Look how he spelled my name.
He spelled your name, or he also hasn't capitalised his name.
Oh, he hasn't on his email either.
Idiot, I just burped into the mic.
Another one with your face on. Great one.
Now that one was very close.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that? It was very close.
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to say that?
Well, these are all shortlisted. They're not really ranked. Okay. Okay.
These
finally,
were the best ones. These were the ones that we're mentioning.
Finally, it's a couple.
This one I liked.
These two were great, yeah.
Comfortably the best name we received. And also, I think, the coolest individual email and certainly the coolest sign-off.
Okay.
The name?
Yep.
C. Krenenker.
Krenenker.
We never know what C means.
No.
To this day. C-I. Because... cheers at the end.
He says cheers.
C.
He just signs it off with C.
Yeah.
What a cool dude.
And what did he send it from?
A Hotmail. Because he's
Outlook.
A Hotmail.
He's a Hotmail.
And he has a girlfriend, because his girlfriend did... We don't know how this works. You've sent in three, so it seems like you've collaborated, or maybe one of you's done one of you's done another.
How do you think they did that? I think they both collaborated on both of them.
I think they both made some album artwork in bed, entwined.
I think they were having hot, stanky sex.
Yeah, and they made
listening
art.
To one of our eps, and then as soon as one of them had a spare palm, they just mashed at the laptop, and then whatever turned up, that's what they sent to us.
And it looks great. So thank you very much to C and your, as you call her, current girlfriend.
Very classy.
What a cool goddamn dude.
Could it be a girl? Or her.
Oh, mate.
Oh, shit.
See, are you a... Oh, that's fine.
See, you could be Charlotte.
Yeah. That's maybe why they're hiding it. Not that there's nothing to hide. Anyway, Jessica, Steve, Liza, Grant, Pat, and C,
we are never
drinking
again doing this.
You've done wonderful work. Thank you so much for everything you've done. And you'll have a little funny mail from us back as well. That's nice. All right. Wrapping it up, Shawnee Pops.
Yeah, anything to plug? Anything to talk about?
Not yet.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to think when my little film comes out. I think it comes out after this.
Little film.
Yep. Keep an eye out
listeners,
on Turtle Canyon, dudes.
He's making Ant-Man 2.
It's a short film, is what it's called. What are you up to, Shawnee? You've been fucking playing away. You've been on another podcast.
What do you mean I've been playing away?
Oh, you've got to been on another one, haven't you?
Which one?
You've been on Ricky Gervais's show.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, you can go and listen to that on YouTube right now. It's great.
Yeah, he doesn't need fucking...
Ricky Gervais is deadly serious. Sean was on episode 5.
I don't want to plug that. That
I'm
show's doing
it.
Fine anyway. It's a good show, but
yeah,
I don't
go and listen
plug
because
it.
It's a great episode of something where you're talking about your craft.
Yeah, yeah. Loads of craft.
Speaking of craft, let's get boozed.
I'm doing a Christmas gig in Brighton. Can I plug that?
I saw that. I'm so excited. I might attend that.
Really?
Yeah, am I allowed?
Well, of course you are. It's on the 23rd.
It's a great looking gig.
We could
it's
do a podcast
so
during the gig if you want.
Yeah.
It's on the 23rd of December.
We're meant to have one out on the 24th, so that could be like a New Year episode.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do one anyway. You're not going to come to that. It's the day before Christmas Eve. You're not going to schlep up to
what
Derby.
What am I doing Christmas Eve? I'm not Bob Cratchit. I can fucking
you
walk
kind
about.
Of do look like Kermit's son in that film, though.
Yeah.
Was his name Robin?
Robin. Well, it's
oh,
played
we've
by
talked
his,
about this, haven't we?
He's played by his nephew. He's playing his son. It's very complicated.
I met Kermit once.
I was on
Family Guy.
Local radio once doing Kermit the Frog for a short segment.
You were doing Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, right in his ass. This I did an impression of him for a phone-in where they were interviewing Kermit the Frog, and I was Kermit the Frog.
I sent in a question to CBBC when Kermit the Frog was the guest.
My question
was the first one that got asked, and I got sent a Kermit the Frog backpack.
What was it? What was the question?
It was just about the Gaza Strip. Thank you to everyone who listens. My gig is on the 23rd of December at the Carolina Brunswick.
It's called the Spunktacular.
It's the second one I'm done. I'm hosting it. Brian Gittins, Adam Hess, Phil Gerrard's ghost will be doing it.
Excellent, of course, because he died.
I can reveal that he's playing Santa Claus on the evening.
Excellent.
Brody Snick's going to be there. George Egg was just confirmed.
Excellent.
A couple other big guests.
What a great night. Is this 8 hours long?
It's going to be long. It's £8, yeah. And it's all the money is for the Brighton Housing Trust.
Excellent.
Who help out a bunch of dirty bums in Brighton.
Oh, well, I guess the money's there, so you can say whatever you want. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and goodbye.
We'll never do it drunk again.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.